Sio dat siach le, as bubaile am os aldacha. Sio Robert a Carslach mish. I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to siach le. In siach le, sa chleir sio, tulliu jen chruniach. More from an chruniach, as Joe Collister and Chloe Woolley remind us of what's on this evening and over the weekend. Enna Kelchach, Celtic identity. An international film crew follow Ruth Keggin and Isla Collister to the island as part of their project. And, of course, what's on for you to enjoy over the coming week. This evening, Thursday the 30th of July, the Parish of Russian Summer Concert Series continues with the Lonvain Ladies' Choir, who'll be singing in St. Catherine's Church in Port Erin, starting at 7:30. Admission is free, and there'll be a retiring collection. So that's a chance to enjoy the singing of the Lonvain Ladies' Choir this evening. Meanwhile, at 7:30 in Douglas this evening, the Isle of Man Arts Council's series of summer concerts continues in the Villa Marina Arcade, with a performance by Manx Concert Brass. All of the Isle of Man Arts Council concerts are free, and all are very welcome to go along to the Villa Marina Arcade, so that's this evening at 7:30 for the sound of Manx Concert Brass, and on Sunday afternoon, the 2nd of August at 3 o'clock, there's a double bill with the Crosby and District Brass Band and the Glenfaber Chorale. On Tuesday, the 4th of August, the Villa Marina Arcade will be ringing with the sound of the Manx Youth Band. On Wednesday, the 5th of August, the range of the Isle of Man Arts Council's 1929 Wurlitzer organ will be shown off by Chris Powell, who earned a place at an early age playing the Wurlitzer in the Blackpool Tower Ballroom and has gone on to an illustrious playing career. That concert takes place in the Villa Marina Arcade at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. Later on Wednesday, you can go along to St. Thomas's Church in Douglas for 7:45, and next Wednesday you can enjoy the sound of John Riley and his musical friends, whom you can also join for a chat after the concert over a cup of tea or coffee and cakes. Admission is free, but a donation towards the work of the church would be welcomed. Morchilsinl Shachle Hirschjeri, Ren and Chruniach feed heed as Sheas feed, Goltaiach Jalun Shochai. A seren o de veli fos gul, herish a keun shacht and shaw chit, ta ked un clashen Chloe Woolley as Joe Collister, lot rish machion de vis tachert, vain fast a beg shaw, der a jaduni shaw chit. Ban chruniach courage er bun, ons from saas a chumma no emshirach ek, lorish mona in a ghoulish, se blain naichi jeg, 3 feet as hark jeg. De riddin koch leich houdt een tregel sja, as shen van ach leschen chruniach nis, as pertje shen courage uri trud fame. Ons ne blind een toshi, van chruniach tjirige erlie, downsen, as we podden een downs chit vai tjirige nelje, egetoyach waschen fi wiesel de Ian O'Leary as kielerna ons County Kerry ons nieren, son rege podden downs de chit vai een valje shen. As ons na blinten lugshen va caird a sly as manning mi jail podden and downs as na tirich an kelchach elia, ons kilarna son an failure pan kelchach, as Ian O'Leary fair jousen va rege an tachir chen. Na san mi lesh podden and chit vai, nyeren, nolben, a bretin, a chorn, as a britain, van chruniach sors de chacht an de chaili. Genelsin de grey na rau tachert an elia on, yes, ach, va dauns fiskan choild in chruniach. Ach, lesh buil chit de vei dunchans from sa, va pelen ein de chummel an elia. Ach, va shen mai de lewis on daunsen na chrawi ro vais on quirach an kioli. Ach, eish va giri troggel a lochan snau er of old rashin troggel an pelen, as marso hengshin nonsin a jeshen gus pertni hinja, as lesh a halia keed blain, va caird un cumbel quirach an kioli, lesh she an fee by. An chruniach Celtic Gathering 2026 started on Monday, but as Chloe Woolley and Joe Collister tell us, it's by no means over yet.
We finish up on Sunday, the 2nd of August. Peel's the main focus for the festival. We've got lots of events going on at various venues and festival friends places around Peel. You should keep an eye on our Facebook post to see what's coming up. You go to CelticGathering.im, you can find the full programme there. We've got printed programmes throughout the island, so you can pick one of those up. And if you follow Celtic Gathering on Facebook, you will be able to get the updates and see what's happening, which you might like to take part in. There'll be sessions where everyone can join in with Manx tunes, but also with our visiting performers. So we'll have Irish, Scottish tunes, Black Dog Oven. We've got little gigs happening down there, followed by various sessions.
Black Dog are doing, there'll be a gig at 5 o'clock, followed by a session. And then Mike and the team at Black Dog have organised some great bands. So there's going to be a Black Dog gig to 8 p.m. We have on Thursday night our now very popular sort of like Celtic variety show. Those people who've been in the past couple of years will know the format by now, narrated by your good self. And it's Songs of the Sea is the theme this year, sponsored by Fanaudry.
We've got our Noah Bakehouse sessions in Douglas, lunchtime Friday from 1 till 2. We have our Irish band from Dublin, Philly. I play Irish music, but they've got a couple of American members. They will be leading some Irish tunes and songs and tunes from Appalachian. You can just go along between 1 and 2 and you can either join in or you can just sit back and listen and have some lovely lunch or coffee at Noah.
On Friday, we're at the House of Manannan from 12 till 2, and it's a mixture of displays and workshops. It's a format we found works really well. So workshops you can take part in, free, sponsored by Soundcheck Charity. And on Friday, we've got some workshops, masterclasses with Saltfish 40. So that should be really popular. Saltfish 40. Friday we're back to Cayleying.
And that's the cathedral for the Mega Manx Cayley.
This has become a very popular night over the past few years. And in fact, there's hardly any tickets left now for the Friday evenings. Mega Manx Cayley. That's always a fun evening. It's all Manx musicians, top class. There'll be a little breather with a bit of entertainment in the middle, but it's definitely a dance night for all the family. Great fun. So that's on the Friday evening in St. Germans Cathedral. But we also have mother and daughter duo from Wales, DNA, which are Delith and Anharad Jenkins. Their special concert will be in the Royal Chapel in St. John's on the Friday evening. And that'll be a lovely selection of Welsh language song, but beautiful harp and fiddle music. Delith and Anharad Jenkins, mother and daughter duo from Wales, DNA. And they're going to have support by young singer of Man, Brisha Kelsey, who's just come back from the Eisteddfod. So she's going to share some of her Manx songs with us.
The Saturday features the second year of the produce show.
Last year, we linked it in with the anniversary. It was 100 years since the first Cruinniuc Vanenac a Shunac type produce show that Cruinniuc had done. But we were blown away with how successful it was. So at the moment, Peel doesn't have a produce show that runs annually like it used to. It was a real success, like a community success. And we had a lot of people saying if they don't play an instrument or speak the language, it was their way of supporting the culture. There was beautiful craftworks, artworks. So we've done some modifications. We've got more judges this year. So it's not just poor Adam and Sue who had to taste and judge over 200 entries last year. And that runs, that entries are open from 9 o'clock on the Saturday morning in the Corran Hall in Peel. So it's £1 an entry. We've got everything from bakery classes, flowers, vegetables this year. We've progressed into vegetables. We've got inter-Celtic classes. There's some in the middle of the programmes and on our website. That's where you'll find the entry forms. And those entry classes that are in the grey colour, they're still the original classes from the 1925 schedule. So we thought it was really nice to keep those included. And that's a Blaena Gilgar event. All the classes will be labelled with a bilingual sign, so you can find out the Manx for onions and all sorts. But that should be a really popular event. Linked into the produce show on the Saturday, we're delighted to work with Juliet's as one of our festival friends again, but she's running her session this year on the Friday at 3 o'clock. So Juliet's has got her little shop in Michael Street, and you can get tickets for this off her website. And the theme this year is inter-Celtic cupcakes, because one of the children's classes for the produce show on Saturday is just that, inter-Celtic cupcakes. So you could either go wildcard and plan your own, or you could head down to Juliet's at 3 o'clock on the Friday, make your cupcakes, and then enter them into the show on the Saturday.
And then that leads into other things that are happening around the cathedral and the grounds on that day.
Saturday is a lovely gathering of music, song and dance performances. So from 11 o'clock through till 4, there'll be free recitals. We've got young musicians from Bunscoil Rumsair, Chernaveg, coming down. We'll have some of our visiting acts, the Irish band Philly. There's also an American dance group coming over who have been learning Manx dances. So they do Manx and Morris, and they're called Red Wing Blackbird, and they're going to do a little performance. We've also got Manx choir Skilin Vannan performing, and there's going to be a performance by Man and Youth Dance Company, who have choreographed a new work to a piece by composer Matthew Warren. As well as that, there'll be Perry Bairn and Skeddenjerg dance groups. Loads going on all day.
I mentioned Red Wing Blackbird there. They have been, well, some of them have been here before, and they have shown Manx dances here before.
Well, previously they were known as, and sometimes Y, and they're from Massachusetts. And they discovered Manx dancing probably 15 years ago, and one of their members was using, I don't know, books and videos just to teach the others. And so they became like a Manx dance group in America. And they came over and performed. And this is the next generation of them. So they're very, very excited. I think there's 8 dancers coming.
Saturday is our final concert, and that's with our big act Saltfish 40. And that's back at the Centenary Centre, and they're supported by Clash of Uwe.
We tried to get Saltfish 40 probably about 20 years ago. They were huge, and they are really like top of the game in Orcadian music and songs. So we're delighted that we've got them both coming over, Douglas and Brian. You'll also glimpse them in the Celtic Songs of the Sea variety show, as well as in the masterclass on the Friday.
Also, we've got the Peel Beach Stage, which is new for this year. It's been brilliant to work with them. So we've got Paul Reynolds, who's leading some of the performances there, but that's a really varied programme. And obviously it links beautifully into the fact that we coincidentally finish up the festival on the same day as Peel Carnival this year. So there's a full day of music going on Peel Beach Stage then. We're also delighted to be using Miller's Tale in Michael Street again. Miller's mini sessions. So for those of you who've not been to Miller's Tale before, it's a lovely little small pub in the street in Peel. It's just great. Full of music and full of fun. The White House,
It's not just music and dance. We've also got a visiting photographer, and she's going to be our artist in residence. This is quite a new thing for us, but it's lovely that we've managed to get funding from the Arts Council and Culture Van and to help with a lot of these visiting acts. But we've got Grace Hanel from Bristol. She's actually Welsh originally, but she's going to put on a digital photography exhibition in the Athol Room, which is called Dance, which is Welsh for dance. And she's going to be capturing a lot of our events on camera during her few days here in the island. And she'll be doing a Q&A on the Friday afternoon in the Athol Room.
Joe Collister and Chloe Woolley talking about An Cruinneach Celtic Gathering 2026, which continues this evening, Thursday the 27th of July, through to Sunday the 2nd of August. And as Joe mentioned, that final day, the 2nd of August, coincides with Peel Carnival this year. So lots to see and do and hear in Peel on Sunday the 2nd of August, including that full day of music on the beach stage and music at the Black Dog Oven. Sychyd chwyrachioli mor arn jain chrwniach mlyna, fa caes on Isla Collister da chyt ar asgus pyrt ni hinja, ac da jarw er nod ar awi chyt da so, heng podan da laigus yn elion nys, as er a chacht yn fa dynu ffilm jay Isla clai ys lort yn sa tai ben. Fa cwyr orams da lot rhyw nys, as ma so hai mi sysgus cil feddr, Nefys yr barn jay ag ychwyd slw, as dŵr stiwr ydy ffilm rhwm dyr aw esyn son corfeis norm sy'n fyrl, ach dyr aw i gyr i ffregr yn sy'n chylg, as fe greu dyr aw ydy'r cwrt a pysyn ond sy'n imyd i glerach yn son yn sieliog. There's what's called a teaser online to trail a project which is being filmed at the moment, and the film crew were here in the island for An Cruinneach, following two of the musical participants in the project, Ruth Keggin and Isla Collister. This is the soundtrack of that teaser, and you'll hear a variety of languages, so see if you can pick out the voice of Ruth Keggin speaking in Manx, and she also asks a question in English towards the end.
Qui sont les Celtes?
Pwy oedd y Celtaid? Cei hyd na siad dyn I sio?
Who were living here 2,000 years ago?
Pwy a gerted?
Cei sodd ych chi cwr enia e ffy Celtiach?
Cachan ro I eto ffwrach?
De on de vinieron?
Could I be a Celt? Could I be one of them?
Beth mae o'n meddwl I fod yn Celtaid? Cod ffwm y tom ar Celtiwch?
Something to do with the way I look.
Am y war y zoner zron?
Alla fe cael gwneud am y ddillad dwi'n gwisgo.
Nad ych chi fe I bent yn rhys der yn Altem?
Yn ffit I fi yn blas cantio ac yn...
Could it be about the traditions I follow?
Could it be the legends that I heard of as a child?
Could it be in the music that I make?
Allai e fod y ddawnsiau dwi wedi dysgu.
Ten algo que ver con lugar donde nací, o lugar donde crecí.
O where I live now. Has this got something to do with my ancestors?
Ser celta significa tenir una certa visió política.
O si roedd chi'n sbirdwch?
Nad o'ch ei fei bent yn rhys cil cionet, y cadjan dyn.
Potrebe ser yn ymwneud DNA? Could I have Celtic blood within me?
What if I wanted to be a Celt, but they don't see me like that?
What if I don't want to be a Celt?
But people see me as one, because I speak like one.
Is being a Scot the same as being a Celt?
Or simply is being Breton a Celt?
Am I the only one asking myself these questions?
That's a teaser which included Ruth Keggin, and it was made by Connemaris Media, which is an Italian company based in Calabria. But as you'll hear, this is a project of international dimensions. I had the opportunity to speak with the producer for Connemaris Media, but first with the director.
My name is Gary Keane. I'm directing a series called Triskelion, A Celtic Identity. So we're on the island filming with two of our main characters here, Ruth and Isla Callister, who are amazing musicians. We filmed with Isla in Brittany. We brought her over as part of a group of 10 international musicians from all the Celtic countries to play with Alan Stavell and to rehearse with him. And that was an amazing experience. And she spoke and brought the word of the Isla Man with her to Brittany, and everyone listened and relished in that. So yeah, we're visiting all the countries. We're doing a beautiful three-part series on Celtic identity and what it means to people, and how each of the Celtic countries feel and define themselves within the overall umbrella of that title. Mm.
So when is the series going to be completed, and where is it going to be shown?
This is a good question. It's supposed to be completed sometime next year, early probably in May next year, and broadcast by the end of next year, I would say probably September onwards. The commissioning broadcasts are RTE in Ireland and the France Télévision in France, as well as Radio Televisión de Galicia in Spain. Okay. And by the way, my name is Emanuele Galloni. I'm one of the producers. My company is called Connemaris Media, based in Italy. We are five production company. The Italian one is Connemaris Media. Just got a slightly Irish name, but. And we got Tita B in France. We have Latte Plus in Germany. We have Derkan Media in Northern Ireland, and Treboa Media in Galicia. There you go.
So it must have taken quite something to get a package of that size together. So.
It took forever. This project started developing back in September 2020, so it took 6 years to put all the people together. But I must say, since we got Mr. Keane here on board, it's been spinning up much faster, and it's been great to work so far with him, and it's an amazing experience, and very satisfied with what's coming out altogether.
So what has been your impression then, having followed Isla and Ruth to the Isle of Man, what has been your impression of the island?
I think it's a beautiful island. We spent the whole of the first day, just we started in Peel and we worked our way south and all down around to the Calf of Man, and then worked our way back up to Douglas, and then we went up north on the northeast coast. It's just incredible. We were lucky enough to get breaks enough in the weather to film some beautiful landscapes, and we visited some really amazing ancient sites along the way, you know, Celtic sites and Iron Age sites. So yeah, it's just whetted my appetite to come back and see more when this man isn't working me so hard, and I can enjoy the island and meet more people. But yeah, we're delighted to be here and delighted to be at the festival. It's been a great experience so far.
And this is part of the project here in the Isle of Man. You've been to Brittany, so what other components have you to slot into the project now?
In terms of other places and other locations, we're going to shoot also in Ireland very soon, once again actually, because we've been there already, and it's going to be all over the country, north and south. And there's more, because the interesting bits of this is that, of course, everybody knows about the Celtic lands as in the most sort of classical ways to mean them. But there is, for some reason, beyond this area, beyond the Irish Sea, this places, for instance, in northern Italy and elsewhere, where people, for some reason or for another, they feel they Celt themselves as well, besides not speaking a Celtic language. Mm. And that's one of the interesting things I found myself in this project, the fact that identity is a very, very fluid thing. Mm. And for whatever reason, different people in different places mean something else or something different with the same word Celtic. And that's always been interesting labels, and this is one of the reasons why we're doing this problem.
Well, good my moyo. Thank you very much indeed. Director of the project Triskelion, Celtic Identity, Gary Keane, and the producer of it for Connemaris Media, Emanuele Galloni. Joining them in sound recording here in the island was Dave Armstrong. Tammy Treistiel to be cared on clash and tully machion a podan dance hank by Massachusetts the goil arns and chroniach melina podan besen message red wing blackbird as why sly elia the jarro once put ninjas on an alien melina mor sampler ren ben as state nun ena sit america chit thou as we grade around me geno recortus j colortus rish a knee neck tra hankishkus and chroniach nori Ege tre shen va mi greirish in an inek, Catherine Iverson, a nach iet veich ish on shaw fod I da bech ced on lort sa gilg, as mor arn jay blain the gilga va Catherine gedden chase on an overek ons brastel gilgach erlinia, mor so fod I ma visi on shaw sa vlain shaw chit da be ced on jinnu shen da jarrow. Also during Uncroniac this year was the launch of a special edition of a prestigious publication, the International Journal of the Sociology of Language, focusing on the Manx Gaelic. And this edition was jointly edited by Dr. Chris Lewin of the University of Edinburgh and Dr. Aaron McNulty of University College Cork, who led the launch. Apart from their joint introduction to this edition of the journal, they contributed an article apiece, and there are also contributions from Dr. Brija Madrill, the Director of Culture Banning, in collaboration with Culture Banning's Manx Language Development Officer and Grenadier, Ruth Kegan-Gell, and a contribution by Éire Chasúnach Banning, Manx National Heritage Curator, Nicola Toombs. There are also contributions by a number of academics, some of whom have been to the island to give the Ned Madrill lecture and other talks about their researches into aspects of the Manx language. This is something that I hope we'll be able to return to in future editions of Seachlé, as it was a very well attended and interesting event. That's all from Seachlé this time. It'll be back next Thursday, but now from me, Bob Carswell, Agnes Wampin, Robert Carslach, Sledned.